to Seventh Street Institute. It is appeal number 0337-43, and I have just been challenged to attempt to pronounce it correctly, so I will do so, or attempt to. Kasevic versus Ashcroft.
That's close. That's very close. Uchevic. Correct. Uchevic. Good morning. Uchevic. Uchevic. The J. The, right. The J is silent. Good morning, panel. May it please the court, counsel. My name is Zohair Noubani, and I am here on behalf of the petitioner, Maher Uchevic, in a petition for review of an immigration judge, Bravos's decision denying the petitioner the requested relief of asylum, withholding, or in the alternative, torture against convention. The convention against torture. I feel today is the day for Albanians, as this panel has heard. Prior to my case, the small ethnic Albanian community in the former Republic of Yugoslavia is spattered across Montenegro, Kosovo, etc. This specific petitioner is from Montenegro, and he had suffered persecution in the past and has a well-founded fear of persecution if he is to be returned to Montenegro. I think the record is replete with evidence of a number of arrests, of beatings, of subpoenas called to come to trial to be punished. And all of this, we feel, is because of his Albanian ethnicity, his religion of Islam, and his professing a certain political opinion, namely that he belonged to Democratic Party League and the Mother Teresa organization that are solely Albanian groups. He does fall under the category of the five well-known protected groups to qualify for asylum, and as I mentioned that, being race, religion, ethnicity, membership in a particular social group, or a political opinion. And we believe that the judge erred as far as finding no past persecution. He didn't even specifically say that in his his oral decision. There was no adverse credibility finding, so we take it at face value that what the petitioner and his witness, who was his brother, testified to, is accepted prima facie as truth. There was nothing that I saw in the record that the government brought up, etc., that showed that there was anything untrue about what he said or what happened to him. And if you just give me a few minutes, I believe, I will repeat it quickly, that throughout the 90s, he was arrested a number of times and beaten, and he was inquired about when his brother went back to Montenegro in the year 2000 and 2001 by the Serbian authorities. And in fact, there is still a subpoena out for his arrest if he is to return to Montenegro, which is ruled currently by the majority Serbs. The subpoena is, yes, that's correct. You will notice, and I think the country reports mention this, and he mentioned it, and his brother mentioned it. We're not saying, and I understand the case law, that just leaving, not serving the army or deserting the army is not a basis for asylum. But the disparate and disparaging treatment of Albanians in the army is well documented. This is not a case of him just deserting because he doesn't want to serve. This is him a case of not going into the army for a number of reasons. Number one, the first time he was forced to go into the army to fight in Bosnia, something that he did not want to do because the Bosnians are core religionists of his. Number two, again, the disparaging and disparate treatment that Albanians suffer at the hands of the Serbian authorities in Montenegro or Serbia. No, it was not cited in my brief. Well, again, Your Honor, as I said, yes, again, as I based my my argument on a number of things, not just the issue of his not serving in the Army, but the issue of him having suffered past persecution. And the reason for the future persecution is not only just that he did not serve in the Army and that he deserted, but also because of his Albanian ethnicity, because of the fact that Albanians, as I mentioned, and the country reports supplement that, and his testimony and his brother's testimony also buttress that. They are treated unfairly. They are treated to a level that this court has ruled in the past does arise to persecution. That's right, Your Honor. Not only was he subpoenaed, it was ignored when he came in. They arrested him and beat him, and then also subsequently gave him a subpoena to come. That's correct. Your understanding is correct. He was in Germany for a number of years, and the only reason he returned is because of this amnesty that the Serbian government put out. But obviously, in his specific situation, when he returned, there was no amnesty for him. There was only a beating in jail and a subpoena to come back to court. I would point out again, as I said, there's nothing in the judge's decision that speaks about past persecution. The judge just merely says that it doesn't arise to the level of persecution of what he suffered, which we disagree with and which we hope that this court would agree with us and reverse the judge's decision. Again, there was no adverse credibility finding by the judge. The judge never said he didn't believe the petitioner's testimony. He just made a unilateral decision that he did not deserve asylum or withholding in this case. And that's what, as I mentioned in the brief and a number of cases that I cited, of what it is to, what you need to rise to the level of persecution. In some instances, one specific act can be interpreted as persecution and is eligible to, and can make a person eligible for asylum and a finding of asylum, which has been done in the past. In this case, we're not speaking about one incident. We're speaking about a number of incidents, and we're also speaking about a continuing case of persecution if he was to return. As I mentioned, just a couple of years ago, his brother went back to Montenegro, and he was inquired about. And therefore, for the foregoing reasons, we ask that this court reverse the immigration judge Brofus's decision in this case and grant him asylum, or in the alternative, remand it for further finding that the judge should be clear on, because he did not say anything specifically other than he just did not believe it rose to the level of persecution to deserve asylum. Thank you.
Good morning, Your Honors. May it please the Court. I'm Allison Drucker, here representing the United States. Petitioner claims to be an ethnic Albanian and a Muslim from Montenegro, but there are issues in the record about the authenticity of his birth certificate, and so his identity and his ethnic and religious background are in doubt. In any case, his request for asylum has been denied 3 times in the United States by an asylum officer, the immigration judge, and the Board of Immigration Appeals, and by his own testimony, he also has been denied asylum in Germany, Cuba, and Ecuador. Petitioner bears the burden of proof and persuasion in this case. Here the court is reviewing the decision of the immigration judge, and under the substantial evidence test must affirm the denial of asylum unless the evidence compels a reasonable fact finder to the contrary. The record shows that, with one exception, when petitioner was collecting money for a Mother Teresa organization in 1990, the authorities treated him well until He failed to report for draft when he got a draft notice. He was able to attend the university, and in fact, because his brother was serving in the Army, his father was able to get petitioner a deferment because of the father's ill health and the fact that the other son was already in service. However, once he began not reporting after the draft notices and then deserting the Army, he was detained several times and beaten, unfortunately, in connection with that. Our position is that these things occurred because of his failure to serve in the military, which is not a ground enumerated in the Immigration Act. And well, fear of future, you're saying persecution?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Well, he's... He did not testify to that in his testimony. He just said his brother had told him that that it was a, you know, there were adverse aspects to being Albanian and serving in the Army, and suggested that he attempt to avoid the service. I'm sorry. Well, he hasn't up to this point, so. Did he actually raise that? No, that is not in his testimony before.
Do you see where that is, persecution?
I guess it would depend on exactly, you know, what he said. If he said he was... If he had said he was afraid that he would be treated so differently, that his life was in danger on account of his ethnic group.
Mm-hmm. If that were the case, that he had that fear, as an Albanian, and not being given adequate arms, in other words, being gunfodder, would that be a fear of persecution?
I guess it would be worthy of consideration, yes, Your Honor, but that is not something that he testified to in this case.
Is there evidence
in the record from his brother about the mistreatment? There is. I don't recall that particular detail in the testimony of the brother. Well, in the testimony before the immigration judge, I don't believe that he connected up his desire not to serve in the Army with that he would be singled out and maltreated in some specific way because of his Albanian ethnicity. And I refer you to the testimony in the record, that section of the record. Well, to some extent more by what the brother testified to. Alas, because it wasn't cited in the briefs, I'm afraid not. Thank you.
who is asserting as grounds for amnesty, that he would be mistreated if he were forced to return because he would be abducted into the Republican Army and after having his status.
If the record supports allegations like that in this case, then I guess what your best course would be, I would say, would be to remand this case to the Board of Immigration Appeals. The immigration judge's decision is not a model of clarity, and the way we read this decision was actually we did not read it as saying, as my opponent suggests, that the treatment did not reach the level of persecution. We read it as saying that he didn't sufficiently connect it up to one of the five grounds enumerated in the statute. And if that indeed was the case, then there wasn't a need for the immigration judge to then say there's no past persecution, there's no well-founded fear, because there couldn't be eligibility for asylum under either one if there's no nexus to an enumerated ground. That was our reading of the decision. But in any event, there certainly is a lot of evidence in the record. I think we've already alluded to the amnesty, the subsequent amnesty for those who deserted or evaded the draft. There's also a 2001 country report which shows improvement in the political conditions in Montenegro, that Albanians are serving in parliament. Petitioner's parents, and I think at least one of his siblings, are living today in Montenegro, apparently unharmed. So there's a lot of points here in the record that would support a finding of no well-founded fear, which the immigration judge did specifically address. Well, that's his claim. Right. Now, the judge did discuss the subpoena, just as the judge did discuss the birth certificate, and there was forensic evidence in the record that these documents were questionable and not necessarily authentic. So there certainly is reason to think that the immigration judge may have doubted that. I believe, does that mean my time is up? I'm sorry. Oh, okay. Do your honors have any further questions? I'm sorry? Okay. Thank you.
My opponent sets up a smoke and mirrors concerning the documents. In fact, on page 134 of the record, on further questioning of this expert, he goes on to say, I believe that the birth certificate may be genuine. In fact, it is a legit birth certificate. So the issue of questioning his Albanian ethnicity, I believe there's nothing there. As far as the subpoena goes, both the subpoena and the birth certificate, these documents that she's putting into question have not been proven to be illegitimate, let's put it, or not legal, or not, you know, genuine documents. So as I said, the expert witness on further questioning goes on to say that they are legit. As far as the denial of asylum, she mentions in a number of countries, as far as Germany goes, he had temporary protected status in Germany. The German government did give him that. The only reason that he went back is because of this amnesty that the Serbian government put out. And that's the only reason he went back. And we saw what happened when he went back after the so-called amnesty. As far as asylum in Cuba, I don't know how to really respond other than to say we're talking about Cuba giving asylum. We're not here testing other countries' asylum systems. As far as the issue of other triers of fact have not given him asylum, that argument is also put to rest. He came into the country, was stopped at the airport, was questioned, and he was referred to the immigration judge. So it's just the immigration judge that heard all of this, that made this ambiguous decision, and ambiguous reasoning behind the decision. The decision itself isn't ambiguous, I think, but the reasoning behind it is. And as far as the Board of Review goes, they just have a one-line thing saying we affirm. So I don't even get anything from the Board of Review, to be honest with you, that I can say other than it's been just a parroting of the immigration judge. And as far as family being in Yugoslavia, he just has one sister. I think he testified to that. Nobody else, and a sick old father. So the argument that he has other family there that are not being persecuted, I also think, is not that that strong on the government's part. Having taken all of this into consideration and going back to what we spoke about also concerning the army and the disparate treatment of Albanians in the army, I think it does rise to the level of persecution. Thank you.